Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Mike Shope.
I've been living in a field of corn and grains and alfalfa, soybeans. The futures and all the wheat we've had. Never hops. We should have started hops. We should have seen hops coming.
And the bulldog.
My God! I've been hanging out on the farm all these years. I got nothing. The barn's falling down. The poor American farmer is going broke. Nobody wants his milk. I'm supposed to worry about the farm? Sell the farm!
On WGR.
I'm sick of the farm. I'm going to go into computers. That's what the future is. I'm going to move me out to Silicon Valley. That's where I need to be!
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to our continuing live coverage of the National Hockey League Lottery Phase 2. It's 6:09, and I've got a commercial on. I don't know where we're at here. It doesn't seem necessarily imminent, this pick. There are 8 teams eligible for the number one pick. I mean, it's a little bit hot. I know that we're mad because we're always mad, and the Leafs and the Penguins and the Rangers and these teams got to play games and be in the lottery, and then one of them won.
And we're in playoff positions almost all year. I don't want to settle for, just so you know, we're mad because we're always mad. Like, this is a joke. It's been a joke. I never got really upset about it because, you know, I don't know. Maybe I didn't think any of it was actually going to happen when they announced it. It's a joke that a team that was, you know, on pace for like 100 points and easy berth in the playoffs, it could walk away with the number one pick in the draft lottery.
You're right.
It's horrible.
You're right. Gary Bettman is on right now. How is he aging? Not bad, Joe?
So-so.
So,
an average ager, I would say.
He's an average ager?
Yes.
I'm a little behind you guys, which is good for me.
My feed. Wait a minute. Feed, I gave you the 59 seconds. I get the clock.
Right. No, as I'm saying, like, it might be past the deadline for our bet by the time I see it, but you guys are, you're good. You've got it there.
They already have Bettman on the screen. There's no way this interview goes for 5 minutes, so they would have to go away from Bettman for this to not be.
Do they go away from
before.
Bettman? You want to double down?
Lafreniere, maybe? Is that their only out? What else are they going to do? They're going to interview the
They did show
pick.
Him. I don't think they talked to him, but they showed him in some setup, I presume from, I don't know, home, his agent's office, I don't know, Lafreniere. But
they could interview him, but that would also sort of be signaling this is the guy you have to pick.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he's already on the hookup. I mean, they kind of.
They are, but yeah. I don't know how far you want to go. Did they do that?
I thought they would pretend a little more like there was some uncertainty about the draft. I alluded to that earlier. Like I didn't know how much of the focus would be on him, but he's the only guy that I've seen that's one of these, you know,
they have done that in
top
the past.
Prospects.
There is a picture of some stick figures beside him to make it known that there are other people you can pick. That's a little forced, I believe, by me and by the NHL. All right, well, we have 8 teams eligible. It is, again, it's a little bit hot how it ended up being that there's one team alive here, and it's number one. It could have gone a lot of other ways.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's Toronto, Pittsburgh, the Rangers, Florida, Edmonton, Minnesota, Winnipeg, Nashville. And we're still interviewing Gary Bettman. We can carry the announcement live, we are told. Looks like a commercial maybe, though, first, Joe.
Not here.
Not here. Bulldog, where did this guy play juniors? Do you know?
I know.
Bettman, I mean.
he's in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. I forget. Is he Rimouski?
Rimouski.
I didn't want to assume it because of his name.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to assume it.
Yeah.
Rimouski. Who's your favorite Q team? Oh, are we doing this?
I think they're doing it. They
I asked a very important question, but I might have to wait for my answer.
Yeah.
Let's go live.
Okay.
Take a look. There they are, resting inside the case in geographical alphabetical order.
Which?
Now, one by one, they will be loaded into the machine. The commissioner will verify that each ball correctly represents the logo of the appropriate team. And we begin with the Edmonton Oilers.
They're putting them in.
The Oilers are no strangers to the first overall pick. Edmonton held that honor four times in a six-year stretch from 2010 to 2015.
Honor.
Three
6-13
times.
Honor. Help me honor.
Picked up Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, and Connor McDavid.
Can someone explain to me how something can be in geographical alphabetical order?
Edmonton Oilers.
That is the Edmonton Oilers logo, confirmed.
That is 30
now
seconds to one lottery ball.
The Panthers have owned the top selection in the NHL draft on two different occasions. Most recently,
this is alphabetical
they
order.
Aaron Ekblad with the number one pick in 2014.
By
20
city.
Years prior, they took another blue line.
Okay.
First,
or state.
Ed
okay.
Jovanovsky. Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the Florida Panthers?
Florida Panthers.
Oh, I'm never
going to
make it.
You're dead.
The Minnesota Wild. Minnesota has never picked higher than third in the NHL draft. The Wild did so back in 2000 prior to their first season when they selected Slovakian winger Marian Gabrick.
That worked out.
Gabrick remains the team's all-time leader in goals. Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the Minnesota Wild?
Holy cow.
That is the Minnesota Wild logo, correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Oh my God. Put the ball in there!
The Predators have never owned the first overall pick.
Slow
back
down.
1998 when the club began play in the NHL. Their highest ever pick was second overall in that first season when they grabbed center David Legwand. Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the Nashville Predators?
Nashville Predators, confirmed.
Joe, is Legwand on the poster?
The New York Rangers. Question. The Rangers owned the first overall pick in the draft only once back in 1965 when the league was in the original six era. Of course, just last year, New York picked second overall.
This guy dropped the ball in and pulled it out.
Capo Caco. Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the New York Rangers?
That is the New York Rangers logo.
He dropped the Rangers ball in and then pulled it out.
The Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins have held the first overall pick on three different occasions.
It's going to have a smudge.
The Ranger, 45 seconds.
The Ranger ball will have a smudge on it because the guy handled it.
Three-time Cup winner Marc-Andre Fleury in 2003 and Captain Sidney Crosby in 2005.
New York, Joe.
Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Correct. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Patrick Ewing, part two.
The Toronto Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs hit the jackpot back in 2016, winning the lottery and selecting center Austin Matthews with the number one pick. The only other time Toronto owned the top pick was in 1985, when they chose Wendell Clark. Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Toronto Maple Leafs logo, confirmed.
And finally, the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets franchise has owned the number one overall pick on two different occasions when they played in Atlanta.
6-16.
The team landing Patrick Steffen in 1999 and Ilya
needed those Marian Gabrick stats.
Mr. Commissioner, can you confirm this is the logo of the Winnipeg Jets?
That is the Winnipeg Jets logo. Confirmed.
Gentlemen, do
and
I have three numbers right?
Eight teams, and in mere moments, we will find out which one wins the 2020 NHL draft lottery. Mr. Markert, you may proceed. In 2019, the Devils selected Jack Hughes with the number one pick.
He's got like a remote control.
All eyes are on
right?
Alexis
He's got like
Lafreniere,
a
yes. power forward,
old school controller.
In the QMJHL before even turning 17 years old. Lafreniere took the World Junior Championship by storm this past winter, earning MVP honors as he helped lead.
This guy has a mask on. He's standing right by the machine. Bettman, no mask. Off to the side.
In points per game. His 2.15 average was the highest in the queue since Jonathan Drouin in 2013-14.
What is he, flying a helicopter with that thing?
Yeah, it's a drone.
Sorry, I'm way behind.
Pittsburgh chose Marc-Andre Fleury with the top pick back in 2003. It is now time to see who the winning team is.
What's stuck on the left, Joe? Oh, there it is. Minnesota?
New York.
It has a smudge!
The first selection in the 2020 NHL draft belongs to the New York Rangers.
Worst case scenario.
There it is. The New York Rangers have won the 2020 NHL draft lottery. So take a look at the big board.
Toronto, Pittsburgh would have been worse.
Has been answered. The number
Toronto's pick goes to Carolina.
Right.
Now, they're not even in the
New York Rangers. The Rangers rebuilding efforts have really sped up due to some.
Patrick Ewing, part two. You needed to be listening to our coverage right there. The guy dropped the Ranger ball in and pulled it out, Joe. So it would have been a different weight. You didn't see that?
I didn't see him.
So the extra fingerprint on there would have caused an unfair advantage to the Ranger ball?
Apparently. Don't you do that in life now? Don't you assume that there was some fix?
Well, it's
New York. That would be it. That's right. Patrick Ewing, part two. We've just witnessed it 35 years later. Well, I hate this result.
I love that the ball that he pulled back out is the one that won, just for all the conspiracy people out there.
Well, that's the point.
Yep.
They had to. The guy took the ball. Who was the guy? I don't even know. Looked like.
That was Serge Savard.
Takes the ball out of the box where they were geographically, alphabetically in order. He takes the ball out of the box, holds it up for the camera. Mr. Commissioner. Is this the Edmonton, drops it in.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers, he dropped it in, and I didn't see him drop it in, but I saw him lifting it out, like sort of poking his fingers in. You saw the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't wait for the woman to ask the commissioner to verify the logo. He just, after he dropped in, who was ahead of the Rangers? I forget.
Minnesota?
Nashville. He just went right to the Ranger ball and threw it in there. Instead of waiting there to hold it up so the commissioner could say, the New York Ranger logo confirmed. So he got ahead of himself. He wanted he also had a 6-16 bet on the reveal of the lottery, so he wanted to wrap it up.
Joe Shad on Twitter. Palm Beach Post. It's Patrick Ewing all over again. I'm not sure that's because of the slip. It might just be because New York won.
Right.
Greg Wyshynski, the Rangers ball, which fell into the tube when the guy held it over the machine, because obviously it wasn't extra weighted or anything, comes up and New York wins the lottery. I don't know what's on at 7 on this station, but it should be this segment over again. I mean, I don't know what's on at 7. It's probably basketball. I mean, we've witnessed something historic here, important. Ball dropped before logo confirmation on the Rangers. Rigged.
Right.
Yes, Travis Yost. I will now study this like the Zapruder film and the Ewing draft.
Oh, is the league savvy enough to have had that guy do that on purpose to create this conversation?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No, the guy is savvy. We don't know who the guy is. We're about to. We are about to know who the guy is. Mr. Nyborg, or whoever he is. We're about to know all about him.
Yeah.
I'm told Ron Duguay was his favorite player of all time.
I'm going to say, it's going to turn out that he's like Rod Gilbert's grandson or something.
He's actually Rod Gilbert's grandson.
Great. He used to wash Ed Jockeman's cars.
That's actually confirmed.
When he was a young boy.
I'm telling you. Otherwise, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, but... you had this as your worst-case scenario. It was, I think, my third worst after the Penguins and the Leafs. So I'm relieved somewhat, but Eastern Conference and I don't know how the Rangers. I mean, they just showed a little screen of all their up and coming guys, and they you know they've got some guys. They're not bereft of high end prospects. I don't think right now
they have the player who deserves the Hart Trophy.
Panarin.
Yeah, they have the MVP in Panarin. So that's a pretty good start. I don't know. Like, when have they ever sort of been good at this, the Rangers? Ever? Yeah. In your life, have the Rangers ever been like, ooh, 94, they won. You know, people got into that. I always rooted against them. They spent and they got Messier, right? That's nice.
Right.
Neil Smith, they got some stars. They drafted some like Leach and Richter.
But they went and got watch those games. There's like a mess of guys on those teams that you even forget were there. Like big names. So you know, that's how they did it.
Bunch of Edmonton guys. Lowe.
Right.
McTavish, Graves.
Yeah. Tiikkanen. Glenn Anderson maybe for a little
Anderson.
While too, I think. Like the whole friggin' team was there.
93 Leafs, 94 Rangers, maybe? Or was he still on the Leafs? I don't know. 93 Leafs for sure.
Yeah.
But Anderson, right. Yeah. Yep. Tiikkanen, I forgot about him for sure.
Tiikkanen, yeah.
Yuck, in a word.
Bookaboom,
yuck.
Even eventually. Bookaboom was an Edmonton guy. That's later, but anyway.
Bookaboom. Yuck, in a word. Yuck.
Yeah.
And that ball was dropped early. You heard it here first, or you probably did hear it here first. Because if you were watching it, for some reason, if you were watching it on TV with our sound up, not on the stream maybe, you would have heard it here first before the guy actually did it. Because right away, like he's picking the ball out of the machine. I don't think that's how this is supposed to work.
No. Right.
I don't think you have one job. Hold the ball up to the camera until the host gets the commissioner's permission to drop it in by confirming. Holy cow. Did they do that at all tongue-in-cheek? Having Gary Bettman say, I can confirm that is the Minnesota Wild. Was that at all tongue-in-cheek, or was that just like, okay, this is what we need to do?
Right.
This is on TV.
Yeah. I mean, they really needed to do that. They couldn't have just held it up and said, Minnesota Wild. And, like, we all know what the Minnesota Wild logo looks like. We're watching a draft lottery on the 10th of August in the middle of a pandemic. You need the commissioner to say, like, that's the logo. I'm not even positive that he would pass a quiz on the logos.
Oh. Let's bet that. Next time we'll bet that. There's some way to find out. I wouldn't say that about Gary Bettman, but I still laughed. All right, so the Rangers win the lottery. They pick first. The Sabres pick eighth. All the other teams in the lottery tonight are 9 on down. And now, on NHL Network or NBCSN, they are interviewing Alexis Lafreniere, who is probably going to the Rangers. The Blue Jays are in Buffalo to play the Miami Marlins tomorrow. The first home game in Buffalo in more than a century. Brian Koziol will be a part of our coverage of the Blue Jays for the rest of the summer, and we'll talk to him about that, the Sabre jerseys that are being revealed tomorrow, and a little bit on the PGA Championship. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.